views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio LLC. Welcome to William Wallace for America. It's your time to speak out about the things that make America the greatest country on earth, and also find things in our country that we can unite on. Your host is William Wallace. William welcomes your positive solutions and questions by calling 504-556-9696. And now your host, William Wallace.
Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you so much for tuning into my show here on WGSO 990 AM, where if you want to call in today, lines are open today. We got a call-in show. If you've got something you'd like to say, please feel free to call in. Our number, 556-9696. Again, thank you for listening to my show, William Wallace for America. And look, if ever during the week you get a little lonely where you're missing me, you can always catch me on YouTube. You can catch me on Rumble. You can catch my podcast. And I do a lot of variety of things. You know, here you get more talk. I do a lot of interviews during the week. I put them up on Rumble and on YouTube and Facebook. And I try to blend in a little commentary with when I have an interview with an elected official. So that way, you know, you get a little piece of me, a little piece of what the politicians are saying. But most of all, I like to blend in those things that we now have in common, but the things that are calling for solutions. Either way, catch me on my podcast, William Wallace for America. Today, in between callers, I guess if you're a call in 504-556-9696. But in between callers, I've been wanting to do this for quite some time. I've been wanting to, I get these memes on Facebook, and a meme says it all, like a picture says it all, and I read these memes and I go, oh, wow, it brings a lot of thought to my mind. So what I'm going to do in today's show is I'm going to read some memes that I've got that I think are really interesting, and then we'll talk about it for a minute, and we'll go on to the next one in between callers. So check it out. You know, I had one on Facebook. It says, picture of Forrest Gump, you know, sitting on the bench. And just like that, sanctuary cities don't want to be sanctuary cities no more. And, you know, a lot of these are just common sense. And I get it. But when you really think about it, the ironies of it, and you think about how Democrats, they're all about immigrants, and they're all about... But all of a sudden, when their city is getting overrun, and they realize that they're bearing the burden that they wanted, like the border states to do, they realize how bad it is. But on a bigger scale, we also realize how bad it's getting for not only the sanctuary cities, but we're realizing how bad it's getting for our country in general, because they're just shipping them all over the place. I mean, of course, they're shipping them out of sanctuary cities, but they're going all over the place. Then I've got one of my next ones, with Joe Biden walking off the Air Force One, and there's a whole bunch of things going on around him. And, you know, I don't like trashing the president, but when I looked at some of these things, I go, you know what? These are factual. So it's not trashing the president. These are things that he's actually done or had happen, and it raises an eyebrow or two. So let's see. He rescinded Trump's cheap insulin pricing policy. Fact. The CBO, the Inflation Reduction Act, adds $20 billion in new taxes. As of June 2022, he's had the highest gas prices in American history. One of the policies within one of his new Build Back America Better, whatever it was, hire the 87,000 new IRS agents, as reports say that he owes $500,000 in back taxes. I'd like to find out if that's true or not. But you know, the one that can't be talked about enough, and I mean cannot be talked about enough because everybody ignores it because it was so yesterday, yet so relevant to our country, is how he blackmailed Ukraine for $1 billion in guaranteed loans to fire the prosecutor, if you remember, investigating his son's energy company, Burisma. Let's see, you know, his daughter Ashley's diary mentioned inappropriate things. He's at the highest inflation in 40 years. The CBO reports the student loan forgiveness is going to cost $400 billion, but we don't hear about that anymore. So I'd love to find out what's going on with that. He lied for years about how his first wife died, ruining an innocent man's life, but we don't get to always hear about how Joe Biden was the babysitter for his children. So we got mortgage rates hit 15-year high, housing values plummet. He dropped out of the 1987 presidential race after being caught lying and plagiarizing. And let's not forget how in 2021, Joe Biden warned of the winter of death for the unvaccinated with Omicron. So, you know, that was one meme. Actually, there's a few other things in here that are mentioned that I'm just not reading. But let's not forget the woman who was the intern that has claimed that he groped her and how he was inappropriate with her when he was a senator. So these are all the things that, of course, the media is not even mentioning. And, you know, we got to protect our children. Point blank, we have to protect our children. And while there is sex ed allowed in schools, and I get that, and I'm not against sex ed being taught in schools by the appropriate teachers in the appropriate way with parental approval. But we're finding all too often that there's people who are saying that if we don't allow certain things to be discussed with our children, that it's a violation of free speech or it's a violation of somebody's rights. So the other meme that I thought was interesting is, why is talking about sex with adults at work considered sexual harassment, but talking on the same subject with young children about sex in school is all of a sudden considered necessary? That refers to the, the legislation that's going through where children can't read certain books or can't or should not have certain books available to them, or where teachers should not be allowed to talk about certain things. And they shouldn't. Again, unless it's sex ed being taught in schools with parental approval, with the right proper teachers and signed by those parents. You know, we've got a whole bunch of them coming up. It's okay for you to believe what you believe. It's not okay for you to demand others believe the same way. All too often, again, it's common sense, but you know what the problem is with common sense? One, and this is me talking here, one, the problem with common sense is that it's not too common anymore. But two, the other problem with common sense is it's not practiced enough. It's not mainstream enough. Common sense is not mainstream enough. So this is one of those common sense things. It's okay for you to believe what you believe. It's not okay for you to demand others believe the same way. And that's what's going on with a lot of these transgender policies and transgender things, that they're demanding that we accept them. And let me tell you this, and I say they're demanding that we accept them. I'm a freedom liberty guy. I'll say it. I don't care what you do in your life, as long as you're not involving children or people who are not complicit or approving of it. When it breaks those borders, that becomes a problem. So be what you want to be, do what you want to do, but don't force it on people who are either not old enough to know what they're doing or do not comply. Let me believe what I want to believe, you believe what you want to believe. We're going to talk more about this here after the break here on WGSO 990 AM at my show, William Wallace for America. Thanks for listening today.
So many of my life's most important moments include the talks that I had with my dad outside on our deck. It was where we got away from the distractions of the indoors and just focused on learning from each other. I want to give that time to my own son today. So as I choose to build an outdoor structure for my home, I'm choosing Sequoia Outdoor Supply. They understand what it means to build memories, and they offer everything I need to get that done. Visit SequoiaOutdoorSupply.com to learn more.
There is a restaurant on the West Bank side of Jefferson Parish called Signet Landing, and it is a true gem for Louisiana-style dining for lunch or dinner. And their back porch overlooks a bayou with the boats of fishermen and shrimpers, so you know their seafood is fresh. So imagine having a meal at Signet Landing, and you won't be disappointed while the sun sets behind the boating community there at Signet Landing, and tell them William Wallace sent you. In the winter, you don't want to think about gardening too much, but there is one place you need to remember in the fall, and that's Double M Feed Garden and Pet Supplies on Jefferson Highway in Harahan. They have fall bedding and everything you need to winterize your yard. Catch them now so your yard doesn't look ugly all winter. And they have seasonal colored flowers, and they will have high quality Christmas trees and poinsettias. Remember, that's Double M Feed in Harahan. Why buy new when you can renew? Check out Piazza's Top Gun Coatings in Harahan, Louisiana. They can take that tired old patio furniture, railings, rims, and almost anything made of metal and make it look new again. They do powder and ceramic coating and dustless media blasting to clean it. Please visit Piazza's Top Gun Coatings website at topguncoatings.net or call them at 504-667-3626.
Get ready, Greater New Orleans. The Great Southern Gun and Knife Show is coming for 2 days only, June 17th and 18th, at the Pontchartrain Center on Williams Boulevard. Show hours, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 5. Hundreds of dealer tables available, full of guns, knives, ammunition, holsters, gun books, camouflage, jewelry, and more. That's the Great Southern Gun and Knife Show, June 17th and 18th, at the Pontchartrain Center. Show hours, 9 to 5 on Saturday, 10 to 5 on Sunday. Don't miss it.
At Augie's in Harahan, you can reminisce about places like the Windjammer, Sal and Sam's, Smiley's, Augie's on Veterans, and Augie's Glass Garden, because Augie's talent for food was blended into all of them, and you can still experience them at his restaurant on Jefferson Highway in the Elmwood Business Park in Harahan. Augie's has a room for parties, receptions, and other events. Go visit Augie's for lunch or dinner, and tell them William Wallace sent you.
Back with my show, William Wallace for America, here on WGSO. If you'd like to call in today, our number is 504-556-9696. So let's talk about immigration for a minute with this next meme where it says the Bible said it all, Deuteronomy 28. Foreigners who live in your land will gain more and more power while you gradually lose yours. They will have money to lend you, but you will have none to lend them. In the end, they will be your rulers. I want you to think about that because, you know, America, I know, is the land of the melting pot. It's You know, it's where the immigrants have come. It's how we built our nation. And we think about it, but at what point does a country say, you know what, we're now our own country. We've built it with immigrants. We've built it to a certain way. It's our own population now. Now we have to change from a completely open door policy to one with immigration laws. Because at some point, you have to protect your own citizens. I get it. Or these citizens, or these people who have themselves become citizens living in a country that they immigrated to. So at what point, or at what, where's the line where you have to suddenly say, you know, we are a country built on immigrants, we just have to keep taking them? Or at what point does your land become overwhelmed by people who are either so different, and is different a bad thing, or does it help? Or in a sense that maybe politically they think differently, maybe they don't. Maybe they are soon to be victims of narratives that will be used to put them on the same, pardon me for a minute, plantation that they have put many other minorities on in America. And I am talking about the government plantation, because that is what we have today. We have a system, a plantation system, where the government has used narratives to be able to make people think a little differently and become dependent on government instead of independent, using their own work ethic, as I've discussed in one of my podcasts a while back. Think about that for a second. If you've got a country that's been real prosperous for many, many generations, and you suddenly allow an influx of people who maybe think differently, maybe speak another language, maybe are only here because they've been enticed by political leaders who have plans to use them as pawns, and I don't say that lightly, to be able to help keep them in office, to have a reason, or again, a narrative that keeps them in office, but a narrative or a way, or uses them as a tool, if you will, to be able to get certain legislation passed, knowing that they are creating an electorate that will keep them in power forever. But at what point do these immigrants become so powerful with their population size that now they become the ones running government? Are the politicians that are allowing this open borders policy not afraid for themselves or their family or their future generations that they're related to, their grandchildren, if you will, that they're going to be handing over a country that's going to be run by people that are not invested citizens in a country via a work ethic or passionate about a system that was designed by our founding fathers, by a political system that was designed to serve those small people. Instead, when they make in this system where they flood our populations with immigrants, that they are able to manipulate using the narratives to get them hooked on government programs or get them dependent on government in a way where they think government is the answer, those people are soon to be in power using those same beliefs and ideologies that government is the answer. And then when they rule this country, they're going to use the same techniques to be able to control a shrinking population of Americans that have protected the values of this country, protected the history of this country, have done so much to protect our freedoms in such a way that we're able to pass it on to our future generations. But when you have a group of people that have been manipulated to think another way, and I'm not saying that that all of them are like that, but what I am saying is the first thing that that's happening to them is they're getting addicted to the free stuff. And we've seen what's happened with minorities in this country. And, look, it's not just black minorities. Let me tell you, there are plenty of white people that are hooked on the government crack. And it's used to keep them down and keep them dependent on government so they keep voting for the politicians that keep promising them stuff. That is all mixed in with this meme, which I've gone on way too long about, because in the end, they will be our rulers because they will be the ones with the population to take not only control our freedoms, but to be able to allow America to slip away into the night. On a positive note, Psalms 27.1 or colon 1, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? I just wanted to read something positive. No matter how you feel about guns, you should educate yourself on the tragic history of disarmed populations. You all know I'm a Second Amendment guy. I've read a lot of excerpts of the Second Amendment. I regularly talk on my podcast with bonus content about the Second Amendment primer, which talks about how our founding fathers didn't just say, hey, we should all be armed. We should all be allowed to have guns to protect ourselves. But the reality is our founding fathers studied history. They went back thousands of years and looked at civilizations that were able to defend themselves and were allowed to own weapons, and they looked at the success and failure of the ones who citizens were not allowed to defend themselves. That's where our Second Amendment comes from. We're going to have more of all of this here up next. I have another minute, looks like. I'm going to do this. What's the biggest scam in life that nobody wants to admit? Paying taxes on money you make, taxed on money you spend, and taxed on things you own that are already paid on with taxes on with already taxed money.
And their back porch overlooks a bayou with the boats of fishermen and shrimpers. So you know their seafood is fresh. So imagine having a meal at Signet Landing, and you won't be disappointed while the sun sets behind the boating community there at Signet Landing, and tell them William Wallace sent you.
At Augie's and Harahan, you can reminisce about places like the Windjammer, Sal and Sam's, Smiley's, Augie's on Veterans, and Augie's Glass Garden, because Augie's talent for food was blended into all of them, and you can still experience them at his restaurant on Jefferson Highway in the Elmwood Business Park in Harahan. Augie's has a room for parties, receptions, and other events. Go visit Augie's for lunch or dinner, and tell them William Wallace sent you.
So many of my life's most important moments include the talks that I had with my dad outside on our deck. It was where we got away from the distractions of the indoors and just focused on learning from each other. I want to give that time to my own son today. So as I choose to build an outdoor structure for my home, I'm choosing Sequoia Outdoor Supply. They understand what it means to build memories, and they offer everything I need to get that done. Visit SequoiaOutdoorSupply.com to learn more.
Jenna McCaffrey is a personal injury attorney, not a billboard attorney. With Jenna McCaffrey, it's not business, it's personal. She recognizes that when you have had an accident, you don't need promises. You need personal service, good advice, and someone that takes your situation personally and offers a level of service that makes you feel like your needs were met and not like you had to take a number hoping you will be made whole again. Her number is 504-837-1234. And remember, it's not business, it's personal.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. At the state capitol, legislation to require public schools statewide to schedule at least 15 minutes of recess time for kids in grades K through 5 has been approved by the House by a 66-28 vote. Home of Representative Beryl Amadei says under this legislation, no special accommodations are required.
The 15 minutes should be able to be found within any school day, so the bill would not require an increase in the hours of the day that the children are at school. So this is not an unfunded mandate.
A lot of schools are already in compliance. A recent study finds 89% of schools currently have recess and 56% offer more than 15 minutes. District 3 Congressman Clay Higgins responds to uproar over internet video showing him physically removing a heckler from an outdoor press conference. In a written statement, Higgins' office says the activist, quote, became very disruptive and threatening in violation of the law, and goes on to say Higgins, quote, successfully de-escalated the situation. This is news from LRN.
Hello and welcome to Top 5 Greatest Hits. I'm all set to count down Louisiana Lottery's top five hits on the charts. Let's get started.
Top five hits.
First up, hit $100. This game is loaded with $100 prizes. Next, climbing the chart is hit $200. And man, it's heavy with $200 prizes. Holding steady is hit $300 with lots of $300 prizes. A hard act to follow, hit $500 full of $500 prizes. And rocking its way to the top of the chart is hit $5,000, loaded with $5,000 prizes.
Spin your hit today and play the hit family of games from the lottery. All price points are loaded with top prizes. Visit any lottery retailer and pick up your hit today. Must be at least 21 to purchase.
And there you have it, folks. Louisiana Lottery's top five hits. See you next time.
I love MyPillow products, and I love that Mike Lindell is so passionate about his products and America. I use the pillows and the slippers and enjoy them so much, I'm placing orders on more of his products using the promo code WWFA at MyPillow.com to get big discounts on any of their products, and you will see what the rest of America loves about the products you can find at MyPillow.com using the promo code WWFA.
So many of my life's most important moments include the talks that I had with my dad outside on our deck. It was where we got away from the distractions of the indoors and just focused on learning from each other. I want to give that time to my own son today. So as I choose to build an outdoor structure for my home, I'm choosing Sequoia Outdoor Supply. They understand what it means to build memories, and they offer everything I need to get that done. Visit SequoiaOutdoorSupply.com to learn more.
In the winter, you don't want to think about gardening too much, but there is one place you need to remember in the fall, and that's Double M Feed Garden and Pet Supplies on Jefferson Highway in Harahan. They have fall bedding and everything you need to winterize your yard. Catch them now so your yard doesn't look ugly all winter. And they have seasonal colored flowers, and they will have high-quality Christmas trees and poinsettias. Remember, that's Double M Feed in Harahan.
Get ready, Greater New Orleans. The Great Southern Gun and Knife Show is coming for 2 days only, June 17th and 18th, at the Punch Train Center on Williams Boulevard. Show hours Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 5. Hundreds of dealer tables available, full of guns, knives, ammunition, holsters, gun books, camouflage, jewelry, and more. That's the Great Southern Gun and Knife Show, June 17th and 18th, at the Punch Train Center. Show hours 9 to 5 on Saturday, 10 to 5 on Sunday. Don't miss it.
Welcome back to William Wallace for America. We got our first call on the line with Matthew and Metairie. Matthew, how are you doing today, my friend?
I'm doing all right.
Matthew, turn down, get up, you guys, get through that noise for me.
Well, I'm going to take care of that in just a second.
All right.
Is that better?
That is a thousand times better. All right, Matthew, what you got for me today?
So, I was thinking to myself, we were talking about getting people addicted to the government Denny's. And it seems to me that we should establish it as a principle Let's call it a MAGA principle, because I had to call it a conservative principle, because that brings its own baggage. A MAGA principle is that we want to establish both a culture economy of self-reliance. Now, it's all fine and well to say that we need to establish a cultural self-reliance, but if all the jobs are in China, well, I don't know how you achieve that. It's all fine and well to say we establish an economy of self-reliance with lots of available jobs, but everybody's getting pennies. Again, well, you just set up, you set yourself up for failure again. So you have to achieve, as a principle, a culture that will have jobs where people will not only be able to be self-reliant, but actually be able to build a life for themselves. I mean, one of the things I hear conservatives constantly complaining about is the shack of babies and the fact that the mamas are having the babies out of wedlock. Well, that's because if they get married, the pennies that she's depending on to support the kid goes away, and dad can't find a job to support wife and mother at home, so she basically kind of has to shove him out the door, and after a while, they get used to being shoved out the door, and they go looking for their next complex, rather than building a family.
Family takes money.
Money takes jobs that don't disappear to China. So,
well, with
Sandy,
because
this is a big one.
And Matthew, I'm keeping you on here. The same group of people have learned how to, I don't want to say work the system, but they've learned how to navigate the system in such a way that they can still have a job, making good, you know, making money. They can still have their Medicare or Medicaid because they're not married. And then some of them benefit because they'll get money from baby daddy, one, two, or three. And look, I'm not exaggerating, make fun of people. I'm not not trying to be ugly, but it's a reality because I know people who are in the baby, work for baby doctors, and I'm hearing firsthand what they're hearing. And the reality is, there's people, and look, it's not one color. You know, we like to, you know, society in general.
We fall for that stereotype because most of our media is located in urban areas, which tend to have a disproportionately large black population.
Well, let me say this. Matthew, I'll let you finish in just a second. Let me interrupt you, though, for a second, because what's happening is the media, I think, uses that narrative to try to make everybody else look bad who's talking about it, so they feel guilty and shut up and don't say a word, as the Democrats use the media to be able to grow their support by manipulating people to be on the government dole. So it's kind of a
bingo,
yin-yang, you know. So they make people feel bad about talking about it, but the reality is there are a lot of white people. It's not about color anymore. We got to stop saying, you know, well, it's the minorities that are stuck on the plantation. No, it's poor white people that are stuck on this plantation also. And we use plantation not as a derogatory way of saying, you know, it's a plantation.
Well, don't even get me started on what happens when any politician discusses Social Security, so I'm not even going to go there. But as a short term, just to fix one issue, I have an idea.
Social Security is money.
You want to hear my idea?
Your check. I do, but the same. Social Security is something they took out of your check and promised you that you have investment. What's your idea, Matthew?
Okay, this is regarding creating a culture of both. A culture of self-reliance and an economy of self-reliance. We take our income taxes which I think income taxes are just evil, just pure evil. They're even more evil than property taxes or sales taxes.
Yeah, right.
We take income taxes and we swap them out for tariffs, just like the founders did.
Wait, we swap them out for what?
Just like the founders did. The founders, if you had proposed at any time before the Civil War,
Matthew,
the tax income.
Say it again. They swapped out for what?
Tariffs.
Oh,
import
tariffs. Okay, gotcha. Right.
Yeah, I mean, that was the founders' concept. If you had suggested in the United States any time before the Civil War, the idea of taxing income, you would have been beaten in the street.
Right, exactly.
It was only in mass media that idea suddenly become palatable. Back to media again.
Right. Exactly right. Make it a palatable thing, because when you pay your taxes, you're contributing to the roads and the bridges and the national defense. And
all true.
Of course, you know, to the bridges to nowhere and the government programs and, you know, everything else, because, you know,
and then, of course,
the narratives come out that it's all rich people that are paying for it and they can afford it. And that's how you're going to get your fair share, because the government is going to take the money from the people who have it and they're going to give it to you because you don't. And you're going to like it.
Not true.
Not
you.
True.
Will get crumbs. You will get crumbs, and they won't come from those rich people. They will come from your neighbors.
No, I agree with you. But the narrative is that the narrative that gives it power is that they say, oh, no, we're taking it from the rich people. They got to pay their fair share. And so everybody
that is the narrative promoted by the news media. No, I was talking about the reality on the ground. And it is, in fact, you and I that are paying those taxes. As a matter of fact, it wouldn't surprise me at all in some convoluted way if you paid taxes that somehow wound up in my pocket, and if I paid taxes that somehow wound up in your pocket.
That's a whole lot of taxes.
Does that surprise you if that was happening?
What's that?
Would that surprise you if that was happening? It wouldn't surprise me at all.
Well, no, I see what you're saying, because it's all about cash flow. It's all how the government, sifts or manipulates or controls the money through the system. It's like cash. It's like a business. A business doesn't necessarily have to be making money to stay afloat. It's got to have good cash flow, you know. And look, I mean, I'm oversimplifying it. I'm certainly not saying that a business cannot survive without making a profit. But what happens is a business is oftentimes makes it through the lean times because they've got cash flow. They've got jobs coming in. You know, they're able to sift a little money, you know, take a little money off here, pay this.
I have been in businesses that were doing just that. It's called nursing the cat's paws. When you get just a little puff that keeps you going until next month, that little puff that gets you going until the next month, and then another little puff that keeps you going until the next month. And so, before I hang up with you, which is coming up because I'm coming into Brute, disallowments. One thing, when you talk about the Second Amendment, remember what one of the authors of the Second Amendment said. When asked what sort of weapons the citizen should be allowed to possess, Tench Cox said, "Why, every terrible implement of the soldier the citizen should be allowed to possess." So, if I'm reading that correctly, I think we need our own F-18s and F-35. What do you think?
Well, Matthew, I would disagree only because the soldier does not own the F-15s, you know, or nor does he own the nuclear weapons. He owns his own guns or is in control of his own guns on his person. But that being said, though, Matthew, I appreciate the call. And
you're welcome.
Have a good day and be careful going through Butte. So, all right, everybody, you're getting it. Look, I got the meme I read in the beginning before I brought Matthew on. Paying taxes on money you make, tax money that you spend, and tax on things that you own that you already paid taxes on. With already taxed money, we are taxed to the high heavens. And meanwhile, government is getting taxes on every transaction. It's insane. We're going to talk more about some of these memes I got after the break here on WGSL.
Jefferson Parish called Signet Landing, and it is a true gem for Louisiana-style dining for lunch or dinner. And their back porch overlooks a bayou with the boats of fishermen and shrimpers, so you know their seafood is fresh. So imagine having a meal at Signet Landing, and you won't be disappointed while the sun sets behind the boating community there at Signet Landing, and tell them William Wallace sent you.
Why buy new when you can renew? Check out Piazza's Top Gun Coatings in Harahan, Louisiana. They can take that tired old patio furniture, railings, rims, and almost anything made of metal and make it look new again. They do powder and ceramic coating and dustless media blasting to clean it. Please visit Piazza's Top Gun Coatings website at topguncoatings.net or call them at 504-667-3626.
I love MyPillow products, and I love that Mike Lindell is so passionate about his products and America. I use the pillows and the slippers and enjoy them so much, I am placing orders on more of his products using the promo code WWFA at MyPillow.com to get big discounts on any of their products, and you will see what the rest of America loves about the products you can find at MyPillow.com using the promo code WWFA.
When you think of a hotel, you think of someplace you stay when you are away from home. But here in New Orleans, there is a hotel you will want your out-of-town guest to stay at, and you will want to do a staycation there. And the name is Park View Historic Hotel. They are on St. Charles Avenue, overlooking the streetcar line and Audubon Park. Great views on all sides of the Park View Historic Hotel. A historic home with antiques from days gone by with a beautiful history will make any stay at the Park View Historic Hotel a unique experience.
At Augie's and Harahan, you can reminisce about places like the Windjammer, Sal and Sam's, Smiley's, Augie's on Veterans, and Augie's Glass Garden, because Augie's talent for food was blended into all of them, and you can still experience them at his restaurant on Jefferson Highway in the Elmwood Business Park in Harahan. Augie's has a room for parties, receptions, and other events. Go visit Augie's for lunch or dinner and tell them William Wallace sent you.
So many of my life's most important moments include the talks that I had with my dad outside on our deck. It was where we got away from the distractions of the indoors and just focused on learning from each other. I want to give that time to my own son today. So as I choose to build an outdoor structure for my home, I'm choosing Sequoia Outdoor Supply. They understand what it means to build memories, and they offer everything I need to get that done. Visit SequoiaOutdoorSupply.com to learn more.
We're back with my show, William Wallace for America, broadcasting live from my radio station, WGSO 990 AM here in New Orleans, Louisiana. Who knew that murder is illegal? Yet another meme, but with all the murder on the rise in our communities, in our states, in our cities, who knew it, right? Well, yet another meme I want to read to you. Murder is illegal. Attempting murder is illegal. A felon owning a gun is illegal. Shooting people indiscriminately is illegal. Using firearms in a criminal manner is illegal. criminals do not go through background checks when purchasing illegal guns. So please explain how criminals will follow new laws, i.e. if they ban ARs or ban other handguns, especially with this new WHO thing that's trying to go through. Explain how new laws will make us safer. Explain how restricting law-abiding citizens even more will make us safer. You can't, then your argument is invalid. Yet another good one from a meme. You know, like I said, the memes are just common sense. That's why I like them so much. And I've been wanting to do this for quite some time. A cashless society means zero cash. Everything will be recorded. Every transaction will be tracked. It's all about control. But most people will only care when it's too late. I want you to think about that. Start using more cash. I know the debit card, the credit card, it's easy. Personally, I use it for business because you got to track your business transactions. But personally, I use cash as much as I possibly can. I want you to think about this. When you use your debit card, you pay a transaction fee, you pay a percentage. It's more money. Paying without cash. So it used to be in the old days, oh, I'm going to give you cash to pay for it. You have to pay taxes on it. You know what? Forget that. Pay Uncle Sam, i.e. Caesar, what's due Caesar. Don't do cash to avoid taxes. Use cash on your personal expenses because then it's something that you've already been taxed. That's the other thing. You've already been taxed on the income. Why pay a tax on your transactions? I get it when you pay cash. If you're buying something publicly, you're still going to pay taxes on it. I get that. But the reality is you're paying transaction fees. And what's going to happen when the government tracks your expenditures because they can track and see everything that you're buying? You're paying more when you go, when you end up, you know, having to pay a transaction fee. But here's something else I want you to think of that I'm against. Okay? Now, the fairs and festivals are starting to use a cashless system because it's easier, right? Right. It's easier for them. So you get a little debit card. And I know this is different. This is kind of this is technically different than a cashless society, i.e. the federal government getting rid of cash. But the fairs and festivals, they go, oh, we don't use cash anymore. You got to have this little card, this little wristband. You load some money up on it. That way our vendors don't have to worry about the cash or change. You don't have to worry about having to have cash. It's just easier, right? BS. It's a bunch of BS, and I'll tell you why. Yeah, it's easier on them. I get it. I get why they're doing it. It's easier. But here's the other thing where you're going to pay more money for it. Because let's say you load up $20 on your little wristband. Because you're a good, oh yeah, I'm going to my festival. I got my little wristband. I got my little $20 loaded on it. What happens when you use $19 of that money and you leave the festival and you forget about the little dollar you had on there? This is how it's ended up costing you more money. I'm sorry, festivals. I love you. I love going to festivals, but I'm not going to go to some festivals if you're going to keep, if you're going to maybe use a little wristband with a little money loaded up. Because when the money is loaded up, you know, if I forget about using all of it, I lose it. Oh, no, you don't. You got to call the festival because I've already gone through this with one of them. Oh, no, we'll refund you. You got to go to the office. You got to email them. They're going to Venmo you. Think about that. oh, but there's a transaction fee. It's a bunch of BS. These fairs and festivals, I get it, guys. It's easier for you. But you're going to lose my business because I'm not going to go to a fair or festival if I've got to take my cash, load it up on a device that can track me. And don't tell me it won't, because here's what happened. There's companies out there that are saying, oh, we're just going to use this little wristband. It's a company that's not affiliated with us. They're helping us out. They're doing this for us. Well, guess what? That company is going to end up doing, they're tracking you. They're going to take that money that doesn't get refunded, because more than likely, most people are going to forget about that extra dollar or the extra money on the wristband or the debit card or whatever. It's no different than all the gift cards that you get for Christmas. You get a little $25 gift card. Oh, yeah, use a gift card, go to Starbucks, whatever the case may be. You forget about the 60 cents and the 80 cents. I know it's not a lot of money. You go, yeah, it was just 50 cents. Think about how that adds up. And if we are back to cash, you get your change back right away. Wake up, people in America, because a cashless society is going to cost you more money than the convenience that you're touting or enjoying. Oh, well, you know, I don't have to fool with cash anymore. Guess what? That convenience is going to be a new fee that you've got to pay. All right, guys, since nobody reads 5,000-page bills, let's slip in term limits. And the other meme that I got to before we have to get out of here is all the Chinese illegals they're catching at the southern border are engineers. What do you think that means? Chinese people come across the border is up 900%. Check that out, everybody. Watch the border. Wake up. We got to demand our politicians start listening to us. The current world population is 8 billion people. People born from men, zero. All of them were born from women. Wake up, protect our beliefs, let everybody know it's not about taking away their rights, it's about protecting common sense and what's right. Hear me next week here at WGSO 990 AM.
M Feed, Garden and Pet Supplies on Jefferson Highway in Harahan. They have fall bedding and everything you need to winterize your yard. Catch them now so your yard doesn't look ugly all winter. And they have seasonal colored flowers, and they will have high quality Christmas trees and poinsettias. Remember, that's Double M Feed in Harahan.
I love MyPillow products, and I love that Mike Lindell is so passionate about his products and America. I use the pillows and the slippers and enjoy them so much, I'm placing orders on more of his products using the promo code WWFA at MyPillow.com to get big discounts on any of their products, and you will see what the rest of America loves about the products you can find at MyPillow.com using the promo code WWFA.
Jenna McCaffrey is a personal injury attorney, not a billboard attorney. With Jenna McCaffrey, it's not business, it's personal. She recognizes that when you have had an accident, you don't need promises. You need personal service, good advice, and someone that takes your situation personally and offers a level of service that makes you feel like your needs were met and not like you had to take a number hoping you will be made whole again. Her number is 504-837-1234. And remember, it's not business, it's personal.
When you think of a hotel, you think of someplace you stay when you are away from home. But here in New Orleans, there is a hotel you will want your out-of-town guest to stay at, and you will want to do a staycation there. And the name is Park View Historic Hotel. They are on St. Charles Avenue, overlooking the streetcar line and Audubon Park. Great views on all sides of the Park View Historic Hotel. A historic home with antiques from days gone by with a beautiful history will make any stay at the Park View Historic Hotel a
It's Jeff Cruer.